We start this segment in Tucson with Charles. Good morning, sir, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Charles.
Product that is called Stable.
Hey, Charles, I messed up. I didn't get you on air fast enough. Start over.
Oh, okay, I'll start over. Yeah, this is Charles Tucson. A great show. I was asking about a product called Stable that's been out for years as a storage medium for things that are long-term storage. Up in the winter in the Northeast, they put Stable in during the summer for their snow plows and things, chainsaws that they don't use. Is that a product that can be used to cover long-term storage for fuel, at least on one season?
Okay, I got to be careful what I say here, but I've had no luck with Stable, and Briggs & Stratton makes a product that's supposed to keep your fuel good for 3 years, it says on the bottle. And, you know, I've tested some of this stuff in my rental equipment, and I've had zero luck with it. So I do believe that the product works good in bigger equipment. And way back when I went to Briggs & Stratton school, they taught us that the way it works is it forms sort of a skin over the top of the gas to keep it from oxidizing with the air. And it makes me think of the stuff you used to spray on your apples after you cut them, misses somebody. Anyway, but so think about it, in a small engine where you don't really have that that surface to protect, and then you've got it in a little carburetor. You got a tiny little amount of gas in a little carburetor that's going through these heat cycles, 118 degrees, and you just get varnish. You just do. So this
now that's using it if you're talking about storing it inside the gas tank of the small unit. Mm-hmm. Would it work in a 55-gallon drum, and then you just pump out of the drum when you need to?
Well, I think so.
That's more what it's...
You know, I always want to err on the side of caution, because if you have a 55-gallon drum go bad, how do you get rid of that gas, you know? It's bad stuff.
Good question, because you know, we do keep a 55-gallon drum full at the house, and, you know, every couple months I fill up the gas jugs and bring it back, just because where we're at, it's 20 minutes to the gas station. Yeah. If I'm doing projects, I don't want to run out of gas.
Well, you can be our guinea pig then.
And then we add Stable.
Good.
And I haven't had any problems, but what would be a sign that gas is gunky, or it's gumming up your engine?
You will get signs of varnish sometimes around the gas cap. When you pull off the air filter, you can see the intake of the carburetor, and if it's got varnish buildup at all, then you'll know that your gas is getting old. You can feel stale gas because it's not cold to the touch, and it starts to smell like a paint or
like varnish.
Lacquer, varnish, yeah, instead of smelling like gas.
The varnish smells like varnish.
Yeah,
imagine that.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, that's Tim Wusso of Scotty's Lawnmower. Where can somebody find you?
We're up in North Scottsdale, right behind the Gun Club.
Yeah, but you can't drive into Scottsdale Gun Club and get there. You've got to come around to 83rd.
Right, you'd have to, like, walk through the
right behind Costco.
Yeah, right behind. Take the Raintree exit, go west a couple blocks to 83rd Place, go north on 83rd, and we're the third driveway on the right.
Very good. Thank you. And I brought in a McLean earlier, and I walked out with a True Cut.
How about a phone number so people can give you a call?
Yeah, 480-951-9650. And we're on the web, scottyslawnmower.com.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate your time here this morning with us. And Mr. Eisenhower, Integrity Tree Service, it's going to hit, as you know, 118. There's going to be a lot of phone calls, as I'm sure you've seen. My this is dying. My that's dying. My this is stressed. But we can kill it with kindness. What should somebody do if their material, their landscape's looking a little dry?
Yeah, we definitely need to increase your water, and just be sure you don't kill your plants with kindness. We've had a lot of plants that have gone down the last couple of years, people just thinking that water is kind of like vitamin C, you can't get too much of it. But that's not true. You can suffocate plants as well as starve them. So just be careful. Just get a nice deep soaking. But be careful if we get into this monsoon cycle. Remember not to be watering just before a big wind comes and have your trees uprooting.
All that loose soil just makes it that much easier for the tree to topple.
That's right. That's right. Especially if we get some rain along with that wind, and it can make that problem a worse issue than just the wind itself.
And if someone missed the beginning of the hour, you had some great technical information on desert trees that you actually have an article on. People could find that at?
Yeah, it's at itreeservice.com/articles, and we've got tons of good fact sheets on there, and but good information about how our desert trees survive this heat.
And does anybody know, other than okra and anything we can be planting in our vegetable gardens, I've got an open bed, and one okra plant, really, once it starts producing, is enough for the family. I've made that mistake more than once of putting four or five or six in. And yeah, so much okra, it just turns into goat food.
Yeah, well, that's good.
And then the goats stop eating it after about a week and a half. They get so tired of it.
Yeah, tough time to be planting stuff right now. And, you know, if you got plants that have survived this heat and keep them shaded, they might be able to produce a little bit more for you.
Just be thankful. After 118, kind of all bets are off for just about anything.
Yep.
1-888-767-4348. It's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation, we're going into our open line hour. So anything and everything you, the Arizona homeowner, wants to talk about, give us a call. 1-888-767-4348.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.